that we feel called particularly to this community, this neighborhood. We don't feel that our facility is here by mistake. We feel like God has placed us here for a purpose, and it's one that we want to embrace. And the other thing that we feel strongly about is partnership and doing things in collaboration with others, so we don't feel called to be doing our work alone, but to do it with others. And so, as you know, perhaps, some time ago we were approached by Agincourt Community Services Association about a social group of Chinese seniors who wanted to use our facilities here, and we thought about that and said, well, you know, that's community. These are people in our neighborhood, and it's an opportunity to do something collaboratively with another agency, so we thought that sounded like a good idea. And the group was meeting every other Thursday. And so we said, well, what about if we offered to do something in the form of a Bible study in Mandarin for Chinese seniors and invited them to come on the alternate Thursdays when they wouldn't be gathering for the AXA program. And many of you know this story, but it was kind of neat that Tracy, who's a wonderful young woman, a Buddhist, a leader in this program from a social worker's side, said, sure, that'd be great, you know, and could have gone the other way, but she thought that that sounded like a good idea. And so for some time now, seniors who don't speak a lick of English, by the way, it's quite fun for me to try to, you know, convey a welcome and that sort of thing, gather here on Thursday, sometimes for their happy, healthy friendship association meetings, and they learn interesting things about life in Canada, and they enjoy friendship with each other. And then on alternate Thursdays, members of that group gather to study God's Word. And God's provided for us in the form of a leader, and we invited Jenny and to come and share with us together with Mrs. Zhu. I hope I'm saying that. Shu. Oh, golly. You know what? Someday I'll figure out tonal languages, but as it is for now, Shua, or something like that. And you know what? We don't get to speak to each other in English, but you will understand as soon as you meet Mrs. Shua that she communicates the joy of the Holy Spirit that is present in her life. And she's going to come and share her story in Mandarin, and many of you will understand that, and then Jenny's going to translate into English for those of us who are language impaired. So.
首先感谢天父恩典，感谢牧师给我今天的机会，能和大家一起分享主恩。
First of all, thank God for His grace. Thank Pastor Trevor for giving me this opportunity to share the grace of Lord with you.
我叫薛润花，我和丈夫于1997年从中国来加拿大探亲，目的是帮儿子照看两个1到3岁的小孩。
My name is Xue Ruihua. My husband and I arrived in Canada from China in 1997 to visit. We aimed at helping our son to look after his two boys, aged 1 and 3 respectively at that time.
不幸我先生于1999年7月突然中风，右半身瘫痪，当时我们拿到加拿大移民只刚一个月，想回中国也回不去，真是走投无路，十分绝望。
Tragically, my husband had a stroke in July 1999, which caused his right side paralyzed. We, at that time, we received an immigrant paper only for 1 month.We wanted to go back to China, but was not possible. And we feel getting to a blind alley and felt very desperate.
人的尽头是神的开头。
End of the human is the beginning of God.
2000年初，我认识了一位中国基督徒朋友，在他的热情关怀下，我们认识了主耶稣。同年圣诞节，我和先生一起受洗成为基督徒。
Early 2000 year, we got to know a passionate Chinese Christian friend. Under her loving care, we got to know Lord Jesus. The Christmas that same year, my husband and I were baptized to become Christian.
从此我们开始了新生活。每个星期天，我都推着轮椅，乘残疾人的巴士，一块到教会去崇拜，参加崇拜。
Henceforth, we started a completely new life. Every week, every Sunday, I pushed a wheelchair, took the bus for the disabilities to go to church to worship God.
神的爱使我们有了新的盼望，心里充满了平安喜乐。
The love from God gave us new hope and filled our hearts with peace and joy.
我们每天生活在主的恩典中，一切都交托给主，说服主，直到2009年7月，上帝把我先生接回天家，整整十年。
We live in God's grace every day, entrust everything to the Lord, to be obedient to Lord. Our life had been like this, for exact 10 years.Till July 2009, God took my husband back to heavenly home.
在这十年里，我们经历了不少神所赐的奇妙恩典，是我在教会和为主，我们做过不少美好见证，也曾带领十多位朋友信主。为此，我们每天感谢赞美主。
In those 10 years, we experienced a lot of amazing grace from God, which urged us to give our testimonies in church for many times. We led over a dozen friends to believe in God. For this, we praise and thank God every day.
我先生被接回天家后，我从麦康老人公寓搬到了附近的圣保罗公寓。接着去美国女儿家住到去年四月才回来。
After my husband was taken back to heavenly home, I moved to St. Paul, senior residence around here from an apartment on McKelvin Road. Then I went to stay with my daughter in the U.S. and did not come back until last April.
当我每天出去散步时，在附近都会遇到很多来自中国移民探亲的老人，怀移民的老人，而多数都未信主。
When I go out for a walk every day, I will meet a lot of Chinese seniors in the vicinity. They are either visiting or have immigrated already, but most of them do not know Jesus yet.
当我想到多年来主的恩典，又想到主在升天前吩咐我们说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Thinking of the grace of God all these years on me, as well as the words of the Lord, he left me before his ascension. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the name of the Son and of the name of the Holy Spirit.
现在我虽然七十多岁了，但我有时间有精力，应该抓紧为主做工。
Although I'm over 70 now, but I've got time and energy, and I should pay close attention to God's work in a hurry.
于是我产生了传福音的强烈愿望，但开始不知从哪里做起。
So I've got strong desire to spread gospel, but at first I did not know where to start.
于是我不停地祷告，求神赐我智慧、信心或力量，并请神带领我。
So I kept praying, ask God to give me wisdom, faith, and strength, and ask Him to lead me.
大约两周后，主开始动工。
About 2 weeks later, the Lord started to work.
首先带领我找到了羊群。有一天，我去法门西诊所看完病回来的路上，在我前面走着一位华人老太太，她走得很快。
First of all, the Lord helped me to find the sheep. One day, when I was on the way back home from a clinic on Pharmacy Road where I went to see a doctor, I saw an old Chinese lady working very fast ahead of me.
突然圣灵感动我，我就上去问，这位大姐，你这是到哪里去？她说我到前面去唱歌跳舞。
Suddenly, the Holy Spirit touched me. I went forward to ask, "This big sister, where are you going?" She said, "I'm going to the front, going to a place in front to sing and dance."
我又问，不是华人吗？她说是啊，都是从大楼来的，讲国语的。你要想去就跟我走。
I asked her again, are there all Chinese there? She said, yes, all of them are from mainland China, speaking Mandarin. If you are interested, you can go with me.
我毫不犹豫地跟她来了。到这里一看，还是个教会，很高兴。
I followed her to be here without hesitation at all. And as soon as I'm here, I'm so happy to find it is a church.
更奇妙的是，一进门就遇到了刘娟姐妹，她热情地向我介绍了每周四华人活动情况，还特别介绍了这个教会为中国老人开办的查经班。
What amazed me more is at the door I met Sister Jenny. That's me. She enthusiastically introduced me the Thursday Chinese activities here, especially the Mandarin Bible Study Group for Chinese seniors.
之前他说有教会的孙清花、赵东方这群姐妹，有他们这个在教会一直在。
Okay. Before, this group was led by Andrea, followed by Robert.
教会一直在祷告，求主赐一位长着的基督徒帮助我们开展这项查经班。
But that's us. They had been praying for an elderly Christian to help with this ministry.
当他了解了我的情况后，认为我就是他们要找的那一位，请我一定来帮忙。
When she learned my situation and background, she decided that I was the one who they're looking for and asked me to come to help.
我也认定这就是我想要找的地方，就答应了。我们都认为这是主的恩典，是主奇妙的安排，绝非偶然。
I also decided it's the place that I want to find to serve. So I agreed. We both have thought that it's the grace of the Lord. It's His miraculous arrangement, never by chance.
这样从去年六月开始，我就加入了这个查经班。
Therefore, I joined this Chinese senior group since last May.
每月两个星期四上午活动，两个星期四上午查经。
Every month there are 2 Thursday mornings for activities and 2 Thursday mornings for Bible study.
开始时，主要是赵东方弟兄组织学习，陈牧师教唱歌。我主要负责与学员的联络沟通。
When I first came, Robert, Brother Robert was leading the study, and Pastor Chen leading the singing, And I'm primarily responsible for contact with the participant and the communication with them. Please allow me to add something here. She just put one sentence here, but actually, as I know, Sister Xie spent a lot of time to build a relationship with the Chinese seniors in this group. And she make friends with them through helping them with all kinds of problems they have got in their lives.
感谢主，每次都有十人左右参加，有事多达十五人。
Thank God, every time over 10 people attend, and sometimes as many as 15.
其中不少人认为有这样的学习机会感到高兴，而且学习很积极认真，有事下雨下雪他们也来。
Many of them are very glad to have this opportunity to learn, and they learn very earnestly and diligently. Sometimes when it rains and it snows, but it won't stop them to come.
后来赵弟兄找到工作离开了，我就负责准备学习资料，并和大家一起学习。
Later, Robert Zhao went back to his job, and I have been responsible for preparing the learning material and the learning with everyone.
主要还是由教会的刘姊妹在带领，你给我翻译。非常感谢主赐我有这样的学习或提高机会。
I have been very grateful that God gave me this opportunity to learn and improve myself.
另外，我所住的圣保罗老人公寓过去没有华人慕道班，主要是住的客户中讲国语的老人很少，外面的朋友他们又不认识。
In addition, in the seniors, a simple senior residence where I live,in the past, there was no Chinese Mandarin fellowship there because of few residents there speaking Mandarin and they do not know many friends outside.
当我认识这里的朋友后，就建议他们成立了国语慕道班。感谢主，从去年九月就开办了这个学习班。我，对。
After I met a friend from this group here, I suggest them to start a Mandarin fellowship there. Thank God, such a beginning's course started last September.
我带了不少这里的朋友，认识的朋友去参加学习。那里的学习时间是每周一上午10:30到11:30，和这里的时间不冲突，这样他们就有了更多的学习机会。
I have brought many friends I met here to attend. The study time there is from 10:30 to 11:30 every Monday morning. It's not conflict with the schedule here, but just they have more opportunities to learn.
这里去参加的十多位朋友，有六位已经决志信主。其中两人探亲期满已回国，参加了当地的教会。
Among the 10 friends coming from this group, 6 of them have decided to accept Jesus. 2 of them have gone back to China after their visiting visa expired. And they started to go to the local church back in China.
还有四位在这里继续学习。他们周日都已经到附近教会去参加敬拜，并准备受洗。
The other four are continuing to learn and search, and every Sunday they go to the nearby churches to worship, and they are planning to be baptized.
感谢主的恩典，是神要通过这个教会向华人传福音。
Thank the grace of the Lord.It's God who wants to evangelize Chinese through this church.
还要特别感谢这个教会的牧师和在座的所有弟兄姐妹们， 是你们为主传福音的热心和对华人的爱心，不仅为华人朋友提供了宽敞舒适的场地，更关心他们的得救，积极设法向他们传福音。
Special thanks to Pastor Trevor and the brothers and sisters in the city. It's your enthusiasm of spreading gospel and caring heart for the Chinese. You not only provide the Chinese friend with a spacious and comfortable space, but also you're concerned about their salvation and have managed to spread gospel to them.
才能使他们有机会认识主耶稣这位真神，并能蒙福成为神的儿女。
This gives them opportunities to know Lord Jesus, the true God, and to be blessed to become the children of God.
这是何等大的恩典或福分。
It's such great blessings and grace.
愿神大大使用这个教会，祝福这个教会。
May God greatly use this church and bless this church.
也恳求神赐福给教会的每一位弟兄姐妹们，阿们。
I also pray God to bless every and each brother and sisters of this congregation. Amen.
Thank you very much.
谢谢。
I wanted to pray. For this ministry, and we'll do translation the other way, okay? So I'll say some English, and can you translate this prayer?
She said, doesn't need to.
Don't need to? Oh, okay, all right. Ah, that's true. Okay, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, you take simple ideas, you prompt us by your Holy Spirit, and when we're willing to follow and step in the direction that you would cause us to go, you make amazing things happen. And sometimes, Lord, we don't even know what you are doing as a result of our willingness to obey. And so today, we thank you that you've given us the opportunity to hear a story of obedience and to see something that's happening at Bridletown in a broader perspective of what you are doing. Lord, we thank you for Mrs. Shua. We thank you for bringing her to Canada. We thank you for bringing her into your family. We thank you for the evident outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon her and for the gifts that you have given her to reach out and to bring a word of testimony into the lives of strangers and friends and new friends here in Toronto. Lord, we thank you that you have worked by your Holy Spirit to draw new children into your family. And Lord, that some of those have gone as missionaries now to China to serve in the villages and cities that they were originally from. Lord, we thank you as well that others are here participating with congregations and learning more about you. Lord, making plans to serve you and to follow you for the rest of their lives, and we thank you for that. Lord, we pray a blessing upon Mrs. Shua and the ministry here. We thank you for Jenny, for the important way in which she connects us to this ministry, and we ask, Lord, that you would give her grace and love from you for each senior who comes on Thursdays. And Father, that you would continue a harvest among these people. Work, we pray, Father, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Give us humility. Make us humble with each other and before you. Make us willing to serve you in every way that you would call us to go. And Father, may you receive all the glory for the things that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.